Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast.
Hey,
what's going on?
What?
What's that? The llama? That's what the llama do.
Do you know anything about a llama?
No, llama, no.
Llama.
They just big.
You wouldn't.
And llama, I heard that me and llama. Michael Jackson do. Yeah, no, well, you know, you and Michael Jackson.
Mike ain't here no more.
Farm animals.
Mike Jack is gone.
Michael Jackson lives forever.
He will. Him and Prince Roger.
Michael Jackson is an energy on this earth.
And so is Prince
Roger.
And
he will live forever.
You know who else is going to live forever?
Who?
James Brown.
And Will. My grandma used to get so tickled when James used to cut up on them songs. She said, listen at him. That nigga crazy. And we'd be sitting there listening to James Brown. Tupac will forever be a soul here on earth.
That goddamn
an energy
Whitney
here
Elizabeth
on earth.
Nippy Houston.
Yes, she will. Yes, she will. Because y'all don't realize that these people, they live through the here and now. Y'all ain't gonna sit up here and tell me that Chris Brown. Chris Brown does not embody the energy
seriously
of Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
Did you see his performance
absolutely
that he did that he did not
yes
get to do?
Yes.
When?
For the AMAs.
Yes. Yeah, so he was supposed to have done a tribute to Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And
ABC.
At the last minute, they pulled him.
ABC
from,
pulled
they
it.
They pulled it.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Because of his abusive past history.
But he did a showcase of Michael somewhere else, but it wasn't on the platform where it's supposed to have been done.
Mm-hmm.
I posted it to my page one day.
This was after him and Rihanna.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And him and Ciara was supposed to perform it together.
Oh my gosh. Do you not understand how
he is?
Because they both embody Michael's character dance style.
Who, Ciara?
Oh yes, yeah, Ciara and
you think so?
Oh gosh, yes.
You know who she reminds me
her
of? Josephine Baker.
Really?
I feel like
Ciara is a talent.
I think she kind of reminds me of Jan Jan when Janet Jackson. Mm-hmm. Called Jan.
That's the homegirl.
Yeah,
Jan's
Jan.
The homegirl.
Because that's what Michael Jackson used to call Jan Jan. Mm-hmm. Jan Jan, I think that Ciara reminds me a lot of Janet Jackson in the way she moved, but we're talking about the same two
but,
people, you know,
yeah,
siblings.
I believe that she could mm-hmm hone in to Michael's, because, you know, Michael's very, his precision is just on point, but mm-hmm that Chris, ooh, baby.
My favorite video to watch is Scream, because both of them are on
yes
there. And I mean, like you said, the precision, like their steps are in sync. And what I learned is watching something that at first they were supposed to do the video, I guess, separately or something. Mm-hmm. And Mike showed up that day and they didn't rehearse together. That is crazy. And you see that video.
It's in DNA.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, gosh, I hate
everything
he was taken
is
away from us.
Everything is spiritual.
It is. It
everything
is. I just
is so
hate he was
spiritual
taken away from us so soon. But
all right, yeah. I just
hoo-dee-hoo. Speaking of Scream, I know we about to move forward,
mm-hmm,
but I think I love that video because I saw the behind the scenes of why they did the video. You know, of course, you know why they did. You know, he was in the publicity and the tabloids and all that stuff was going on when Scream came out.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm standing up for my brother.
Yep.
And I'm his right hand girl,
and that mm-hmm you should.
And yep, honey, she did that. They did that together. I was so that I don't know. I just love that video.
Mm-hmm.
Mike
all right.
He all right with
Mike
me.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe y'all know I love Michael Jackson. I constantly talk about him on my Facebook and different things because he will always be my favorite entertainer of all times. I'm trying to think. I think my favorite video by Michael Jackson was not Scream. I didn't care for that.
Well,
no,
favorite.
It wasn't my favorite. It's my favorite to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my favorite to watch by Michael Jackson is Dirty Diana. I don't know why, but this is my page.
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to think of the he was on stage.
He was on stage, by himself in that white shirt.
Yes. And I just, he's very, to me in that video, I see him so pure and angelic. And in considering the song, I'm an intuitive. I saw something very angelic and pure in that video.
What did you see?
I'm going to have to go back. To go back and look at, I just saw an aura around him. Understand me when I say this.
Okay.
There was an aura.
He seemed he was full of glowing light.
It was like he was in his natural essence.
Some people say they see that in Bianca when she performed.
I have seen Beyonce in her natural essence in some. I gotta remember what video it was where I saw her, and I'm tired of them talking about my goddamn
Have I not said Rumi and them was gonna take over the show? Rumi gonna take over the show.
But see, I don't like how they talk about the baby.
Oh, how they talk about her.
Now they say, they've been talking about Rumi like a dog.
Why?
Talking about Rumi is autistic. You could tell how she was smiling and waving uncontrollably. She is a 7-year-old and she was fucking excited to be on the stage with her mother.
Okay, how many 7-year-olds do you know in front of a massive auditorium?
That girl about to take over the
world. But hold on, that's not stage fright.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, not stage fright.
Rumi is ready.
She ready.
I knew them.
I want y'all to go back and look at how these.
I don't want to see that.
Rumi is going to be bigger than Blue Ivy.
I was so disappointed.
Rumi is going to be bigger than Blue Ivy.
I was so disappointed.
I knew it.
She's going to be bigger than Blue Ivy.
I'm telling you.
Before we say she's going to be bigger than Blue Ivy, I'm going to say I did not realize how Blue Ivy has studied her mother. But baby, you can look at her from the first set that she did with her mama to
absolutely.
Now, baby, the precision, she is going to be
somebody
a machine.
Somebody put it on the comments. Now, I did see this comment about Blue look more like B than B. Everything. She is Beyonce.
She is.
Blue Ivy is going. She's the Solange, okay?
I think Rumi's Solange.
No, Rumi's the Solange.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Rumi, the personality, the outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be the one that's going to tell you about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl, 7 years old, ain't stage frightened.
No. Nope.
She's not. And then.
She was getting energy from them.
Energy.
And then,
you could tell how hype she was. She was feeding off of the energy.
She was waiting on that moment.
And for people to say that and speak of autism, they really don't know autism.
No.
Nope.
Because that baby probably wouldn't even walk out on that stage.
Mm-mm.
Okay? And I know it's some high fun. I get it. I know all the realms or whatever. But no. Rumi is ready.
She was waiting on that day. I can't wait to see what she does as she grows.
Right.
Blue Ivy wasn't like that.
No,
coming
Blue
out.
Was Blue Mm-mm. is very
she was,
shy.
She was
like
very
her,
shy.
But both her mom and dad are, you know, they were both shy.
Rumi got her mama, her grandma, Miss Tina. That's Miss Tina and Solange wrapped up in that little girl.
But and then you have to understand who Rumi was named after.
Oh, who's she?
Rumi was named after one of the most profound mystical poets.
Oh.
She is walking poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have to.
It's going to be fun watching them grow up.
You have to know. You have to know how a name announces you when you walk onto this earth.
I'm going to be honest with you all, and then I know we got to move forward. I really thought Blue was going to take a more, and she still might take a more educational route.
Mm-hmm.
I just really thought maybe she would be in medicine or something, but she has really, they say I wonder if she did her makeup, but they say she will put makeup on. They say she is a perfectionist in that. She really knows how to, you know, talk to the people and organize already stuff in business. She's
going to take over her mom's legacy.
I believe so, but I just want to see how she do it, how she will do it. Because, you know, it's no secret that Jay-Z is very smart. I'm not going to say was. He is. Mm-hmm. He's very smart, intellectual. He has educators all in his family. So I really thought that Blue Ivy was going to take that role. And she still might. You know, it still be a possibility. But now, you like you said, Yosh, she has studied her mom. Mm. And she really is into dance. She is really into show business. So I am really ready to see what her and Rumi are going to do.
How can you have the DNA of two magnificent people like that run through you and you not be something other than just
right
exquisite? It's no way possible. Any of those children could have just been like a sloth. Like it's just not possible to me. It's not.
I am just looking forward to see how they grow.
Yeah.
Up. I really do.
Just very amazing.
I also heard great things about Tina Knowles' book. And maybe I'll pick it up and read it in the summer.
Okay.
I might. Yeah, because I heard it was good.
As a memoir or autobiography or?
I think it's all wrapped up in one because she talks about her being the matriarch and her personal journey through
everything. I'm disappointed in Micah Childress, but I don't think them really Micah Childress.
Who, Michael Jackson? I think they just wanted to keep them sheltered. You know, I think they wanted them to keep them away from everything.
Okay, we're going to leave it alone because I love Michael, so I don't want to.
But y'all know who also, I don't, wait, we're going to go for it. Y'all know who also I think is doing everything I said they was going to do.
Who?
North. Northwest. She is doing everything. She is
again
her father's child.
That's Kanye
and
clone.
Baby.
She's
doing it.
Mm-hmm. She'll be more famous than her mother.
Let me tell you.
She already
they
is.
They bet mm-hmm. not rub that child the wrong way because she's going to let all the family
she'll
business
be more
out.
Famous than her mother. And right. she already ever
tell
was.
Them where they can go right. and how they can yes. get there.
Right. All right.
Anyway.
But speaking of, you know, a legacy being built based on, you know, your DNA. We were talking about a discussion of how men have chosen to date up. Versus dating at their, what can you say? Dating at their level,
dating surface level. Mm-hmm. Let's say that
they're okay. So, and by all means, men now in the 2025 have their reasoning for why they have decided not to date at their level or beneath them, because.
I think men have caught on, y'all correct me now. I think men have seen how women date and they have heard what women go for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they don't want to tolerate that because men feel like they've been used, you know? And so now they feel like I want to date beyond the surface level of she's pretty, she has a job, you know,
she's great in bed.
And she's great in bed. And she looks like a good arm
piece. She looks like she could be a good mother.
I think men are, and see, you know, women, everybody date up or level up for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think men have said, I'm valuable. I'm worth more. And I want to find something on equal or compatible or
playing ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's leaving some of the women puzzled.
But is it something? I mean, is it really a problem?
Because think about it. Women who have led with their sexuality or have led with some basic surface level, they're the pick me type, they're not getting picked.
Mm-mm.
They're being overlooked, and they're trying to figure out what does this person, because I know my body banging. I know I'm looking
good. And I know I look better than her.
Yeah, and they're trying to figure it out.
Because now the doctor
who makes six figures and who has, you know, assets, and she's a better option for me to marry versus this aesthetically beautiful woman.
Right. She has something that I can fall on if I need to. Or
and she can help me increase.
Right. Yep. Can she hold the family down if I'm unable?
Right.
You may be for a good time, but not a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this person right here is someone I'm trying to develop my empire. I'm trying to, it's almost like business relationship. When I feel like a man is seeking to level up, they're looking at more than just the surface of what you're bringing. It's like, what can we continue? What can we grow? How what can we invest in, whether we invest in it together or something that say, hey, have you thought about this? Increase my value, pretty much.
Right.
And these women now are being really puzzled with the men that are, who they felt like they can level up with, aren't choosing them.
But maybe it's me, because I kind of get where they're coming from. Like, they want somebody. Okay, they want the beauty and they want the brains also. They want somebody that's financially stable too. They want that person to, like you said, be equal or either more, because they want more. They want to grow. They want to see how it goes. They don't want to seem as if they're carrying somebody on their back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, what is the contribution? And I know that we as women, we're supposed to be the catch and all this stuff. And, you know, but they want the woman to also bring more to their life, more, you know, more financial stability, more, maybe more fun, more happiness, more peace.
And then you have the
consistency,
but you have the opportunist leveled up guys as well. So you got to be able to discern what type of, like, because we know a few guys that seek only women
with money, who can do something for them, so they don't have to spend their money, and they can, you know, live off of the woman's money.
But how many women have done that to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just feel like it's my turn. Oh, I'm not doing, I'm hip to the game now. This is what y'all doing. Oh, okay.
Do we frown upon the women who have done it the way we frown upon the men who are doing it?
Well, we're talking about the society. Nothing in society is fair. There's no fair game.
Right.
There's not a fair game when it comes to, it's a double standard. It's going to always be a double standard.
Do you think we as women were taught to marry up?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Probably not us per se, but they go, I've heard with my own ears and I've talked to a few people, they go to college to look for
their spouse.
I was about
their
to,
spouse.
You know, I always talk about one of my favorite movies, Mona Lisa Smile. That's what it's about. Like, women used to go to college. Women
they
used
didn't
to go
have
to college
no intent to go to school to, for an education. They
so
went to.
You got your degree, but it's nothing else. You
they
were supposed
trying
to go there
like,
to get a
who's in
husband.
The doctorate program.
Right.
Who got accepted into the medical program. Mm-hmm. And you ride that ticket along with them until the end.
You know, I watch A Different World. You know, I can watch the episodes over and over again. And the episode was when Diane Carroll, which plays Whitley Gilbert's mom, she came and she was like, oh my God, this is your sophomore year and you still have not found a husband. So Marion was telling Whitley, like, what is going on with you? Because she, of course, Marion Gilbert did graduate from Hillman as well. Mm-hmm. But she met Whitley's father there, who became this big time judge and all this stuff like that. But she got her degree, but she wanted Whitley to do the same thing. You know, just get your degree and whatever you're going to get it in and marry well. And so that's the thing. With
so
Mona
I'm glad
Lisa.
You made mention to that, because I saw a I guess it was a Q&A on Facebook the other day about how, why did Whitley choose to marry Dwayne versus Byron?
Because
Byron.
He never proposed to her, one. That's what people was saying. You know, he never even
proposed.
So
they were
proposed.
Questioning who was the best.
Dwayne?
But in previous episodes, he did, I thought.
But why were they disputing that Byron was definitely the better fit for Whitley versus Byron?
I don't know if y'all remember I did my little spiel.
Versus Dwayne. Why was Byron?
Well, I'm one of the ones that think that Whitley should have married Byron.
Okay.
And you know, I did my little spiel last year before my birthday about the 47 thoughts that I had, and I put on there, you know, Whitley should have married Byron.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And maybe it's because I do have a crush on Parker Pope anyway. But anyway, felt as if it looked like it appeared to be the better fit for Whitley. People always say, well, Byron really didn't love, but Byron already saw Whitley for who she was and what she could bring. And I think Dwayne just did. He took advantage of that. He took her for granted, just like he took Ron for granted. Like, it was a lot of things that Dwayne did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did, Yoshi Man. Yes, he did. He took the friendship for granted. He did. Dwayne was a selfish only child. This is my clinical stuff coming in. He was a selfish only child, and he just took them. He
couldn't stand to see another man take something away from him that he know that he would never no longer have, and he let Whitley slip through his hands.
And I know Whitley could be annoying,
but her heart was with him.
But her heart was always with him.
So no matter if she married Byron or not, she would have never been committed 100% to Byron.
She probably wouldn't, because she was still in love with
Dwayne. And think about how our lives are.
I know.
Because that's us. We know this man ain't no good.
But
we got somebody that want to do right, but our heart ain't in that.
We still want that old thing.
Everybody wanted them together, but I just felt like Byron Douglas, honey, Joe Morton, like,
And what was Byron's position on the, he was going to be a senator, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or he was going to be a senator, or he was a senator.
He won.
Okay, yes. Because
she helped him win the campaign. Because
she was one, yeah. She
and
was
there him. We go with
and
more.
And that would have been an excellent power couple.
Boom.
Yes. But I would have stayed with Byron, because I already know what I came from with this joke over here.
He already saw Whitley.
You don't waste my time. So why am I going backwards?
The heart wants what the heart wants.
You got Dwayne and you got Byron.
Oh, here you go. Me and Yoshi watched a different world.
Go eat your pineapples.
No, that's not pineapples.
That's yellow watermelon, because I want to know where you get it. Yeah, because I'm sure looking at it. I am looking at that yellow watermelon. But listen.
Wait a minute.
He is jumping in his seat.
Where you get that yellow watermelon?
But no, because Yoshi Man has the same love for a different world as I.
But this is the woman perspective. What y'all are getting.
Okay, we'll give us the man.
Because Dwayne was a mess.
I'm not taking up for Dwayne. It's not so much taking up for Dwayne.
That's why I couldn't pledge Captain Lemon New.
No, because Dwayne couldn't pledge because I don't think that Greek life is for everybody.
Right,
and
that's true.
And he found that out for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But more so than anything, Dwayne, as he was not good enough for Whitley early. She didn't change her view on him until he came back from that internship.
And he saw her in the suit. She saw him in the suit.
Which is true. In first class.
With another woman.
With the stewardess. How much do you fly?
And she was like, wait a minute.
They fly me across the country all the time.
And then also,
not only that, but remember in that very same episode, he's like he's a great and kisses her everything, and she's in love with what she saw on the plane.
On the plane, because when she went
to the
back
house and he was
to the apartment,
you know, and he just being a clown.
She was looking for somebody that she used to know.
So now, if I'm Dwayne, like that's what she thought of me, like that right there. So now I can't fully give. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna treat you. I don't think he ever treated her bad. I just think he never could get over. She didn't accept the entire me.
But he didn't accept the entire her either, because she was a bougie princess.
I think he did a better job.
So did
a better job of trying to balance her. Because yeah, even when they went to his house for Christmas,
yes.
And he was like, look, you ain't got to go all out for my mama. But, like, this expensive stuff, you ain't got to do. Like, just be yourself.
But but she wanted to impress Adele.
But he was trying to balance her out. And I just think that when the statement is made, he was like, well, shoot, sometimes you got to leave your friends where they are. Because Ron was not doing what he's supposed to do. And I'm this scholar. No, I can't mess with you all the time. Sometimes we got to cut ties. Sometimes, like when Ron tried to cheat on the paper and Dwayne had to trick him.
Right.
Yeah. To leave
the paper done.
Everybody else
but
cheated on the paper.
The end,
to get him to do the work.
With that Konnichiwa game. He did Ron. He tried to do Ron wrong. Because that was Ron's idea.
It was. I wouldn't say. Okay.
It was Ron's idea.
Difficult. It's difficult to say it was his idea, but conceptually. So he's like, oh man, what if this, what if that? And if you see, it's the two of them sitting there brainstorming. It wasn't like Ron just was sitting there by himself saying, yeah, you should do this, you should do this.
But he was the one that said.
Some credit, yeah, but yes. What does that look like?
Right, but he was like, this was my whole thing. And I'm like, there goes selfish Dwayne.
No, it did rear its head in some spaces because single children or only children have a little ounce of selfishness to them that because they've never had to share anything.
Right.
Even if they ain't had money, they ain't had to share time. So yeah, no, I don't think Byron was the correct fit for Whitley, because Byron would have let Whitley live in what she lived in. And I think through Dwayne, she had to go through some times that had to humble her to really appreciate the come up that Dwayne ended up getting to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now
She did need to have that come up.
So when he hit the come up where now we in the money, she's like, oh, I done been, she's never been to the gutter.
Right.
Like,
right.
She didn't know the appreciation. She had a different relationship with money than Dwayne did.
Yeah, she did.
So she didn't value it. She didn't have the value on it that Dwayne did. So now once Dwayne hit it big, like even when it came down to the credit cards, when they were married, when it came down to the furniture. And
being stolen.
And then when she got mad that she had to wear
the same shirt and the little pink shirt.
Upset. But she ended up finding herself somewhere in that.
Yeah.
And going through that, I don't think she would have gotten that with Byron.
Would have humbled her as well because Byron came from that same type of background.
But Byron was already in the money.
Yeah, he was in the money, but he came from that same type of background.
But he would not need to ever go back to that.
Exactly.
That like
so Whitley wouldn't have experienced it.
But right. I think it still would have been some humbleness because he did humble Whitley a lot too.
He did. I think the only thing that truly humbles a person is the experience.
Right. But
you could tell me all day. Like you could tell me, okay, we're not spending that money.
True.
You can tell me, oh, we ain't spending that money. But if I see the bank account, I know we can, then we probably will. She experienced having to wear the same outfit to work every day.
Right.
That's a different experience.
Yeah.
When you come from money, you can't tell me Byron gonna have her wearing the same outfit to work every day.
No, Byron probably would not have, but I think
that's
it
what I'm saying. They had to eat the same type of meal. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was a series of episodes where it was like, oh my God, we ain't got nothing in the fridge. We ain't got she wouldn't have experienced that with Byron.
Ron was still there mooching off of him.
Yeah, and Ron still
In the grander growth
of Whitley, I think Dwayne was better for her.
Yeah. Well, she experienced it, and now she need to move forward. Get with Byron.
But now...
But I'm curious. But you know they are revamping. I know.
They're
about to do because Whitley's daughters, one of Whitley and Dwayne's daughters going to Hillman.
But now that we're on the subject of talking about the Dwayne and the most men, let's counteract this. So back in the day, most men in the dating up situation would have chosen to be with a woman like, I'm trying to think of who was the more down to earth, like a Kim. They would have done, life with a Kim. Yeah, they would have done a Kim. But now men are picking Whitley's. Because they feel like I should have the finer things in life too.
Man, those men that are picking Whitley's are retarded. Mm-hmm. I know we can't say that word, but They're
challenged.
So you're against men they're marrying
thinking
up.
They're thinking it's like, warped.
Well, not marrying up, but dating up.
You do
financially. I don't think. See, I think like for me, dating a Kim would have been dating up because she's a doctor. Mm-hmm. So she's gonna make innately more money than I do.
Okay, so let's take Kim out of the equation.
Whitley, I'm probably not dating a Whitley.
Okay, but hold on, let's take Kim out of the equation because Kim had the earning potential to be just on the same level as Whitley and more down to earth. Okay, so let's say you got girl A, girl B in front of you. One is gonna be a school teacher. The other one is a socialite that comes with a trust fund and money and status and X, Y, and Z. Who are you choosing?
I am choosing the teacher.
And why is that?
I'm choosing the teacher because she's more aligned with
what you're doing.
With not only, but we have the same interests. So the socialite is too much
for you to handle.
No, I can handle it. That's not it. It's just I think that sometimes, these guys that are dating up or whatever, they're taking themselves into a world that they think they want until they get there, and either they do want it or they don't want it. And so what you want and stuff like that is not really aligned. Mm-hmm. Like if I wanted to be a socialite, I'd be social. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be in that
scene. Or just even a six-figure woman. Because I feel like, let's say I'm dating a man at Jiffy Lube that do...
Oil changes,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And he makes $17 an hour, right? Mm-hmm. But I am this $200,000 heir, and I'm like, hey, we going to these people's house tonight, and you need to wear, I'm picking out your clothes for you. I've already decided what you're going to wear, and don't talk too much, because I don't want you to sound crazy when you talking to these people, because we're going to be talking about investing and portfolios and different things like
that. He should feel out of place.
Right, but he feel like he's supposed to be there because why?
He's dating up. Yes.
So even though it looks good, like Yoshi Man said, you might not be ready for that, sir. This ain't your caliber of a lifestyle.
At some point, he's going to feel
out of place.
He's going to feel out of place. But not only that, he's going to be aggravated. He's going to be, some resentment is going to be there because
hostility.
You get around your friends and you act like this.
You think you're better than me.
Then you get with me.
And you talk down to me.
We go to Popeyes, but then when you get around your friends, you want to go to a five-star dining, you know, sit down with the wait staff that's catering to you. But when we're together, you know, it's because it's all I can afford. You know, there's going to be some resentment.
Yeah, what happens when me and little Jiffy Lube out one night, and I said, hey babe, I always pay for dinner. Are you paying for dinner tonight?
Oh, he might look at you like you crazy.
Well, I think in that sense, if he knows ahead of time that he's gonna pay, I think he caters to whatever his pockets are. Even if you always pay, he okay. Now on that note that you say that, if I'm dating up, right, I'm doing my best for her still not to pay.
But you know what? You don't lead with the money.
Yeah, we're not leading with the money.
Don't lead. I think that's going to be...
I think that you can create experiences and dates that belong within your pockets range as a man, whereas the woman will still enjoy. And if she says, well, can we go? And then what you might do is you may do restaurants that maybe a little bit more cozy or whatever. I'm not talking about Applebee's, but you can find something in your price range that looks nice.
Even if it is Applebee's.
Yeah, I mean, that looks nice, but then maybe once a month, because I think it would be appreciated, you take her out to a fancier place to eat or a fancier experience because you've done your time.
I was just about to go back to Lisa Ray. No, but they bashed Lisa Ray when she basically said, I don't even want to make an average man feel uncomfortable with me. So if you know I'm out of your league, don't come over here. It's going to be too much for you to try to keep up with the vacationing, the food, the lifestyle. And I'm not asking you to come over here if you're not ready for this.
That's admirable, but I don't think as many women say what she said.
But men bashed her for that.
No, they could bash her all day.
Yeah.
Some of us are
like, crazy. Why can't I? And she's saying, I need to be with the type of man who can afford my life's luxuries. Because if you can't, you can't come over here trying to make me. But men, Yoshi man, men will. Oh, your expectations too high. Oh, it's unrealistic. You want too much. You this, that, and the other. Da 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 da. Like, you should water yourself down in order to be with them. No, I'm not doing that. It's certain, even when I was young and dating, there was just certain hotels, and I didn't allow men to come and sleep at my house. If we was going to go to do the thing, we got to go to the hotel, sir. And there were certain hotels that I was not going to. So as soon as a man called me and told me, hey, we meeting here. No, we not. I'm not going in no shit like that.
Right.
You don't understand who you fucking with? I don't go to the night's end. I don't go to the extended stay. I don't go to the Spring Hill. I don't know. I don't.
The night, yeah. Girl. Yeah. Don't take me to no night.
I'm just saying, I don't go to the Cornet. See, you got to be the from Cornet. Columbia to know about them places. But I don't.
Where is the Cornet?
Oh, off of Main Street, North Main.
Yeah, the hood spot. They hood spots.
Oh, you know.
Across from Pete Wiggly.
Like if it's a that's four, if it's a below a 4-star hotel, we're not going in there. Cause who the hell getting bed bugs?
Them
hotels you see on First 48.
I'm so sick of y'all.
I think when it comes to dating up, it's more than just finances.
It is. It could be age. Look how upset y'all women get when y'all see these men with younger women.
Yes. I don't get upset.
Not us per se, but it's a lot of women who get a little fucked up.
To each his own.
Yeah, when they feel, well, they just want somebody. But men get upset when they see older women dating younger men. Well, when we got to deal with all the erectile dysfunction and the meanness of a little old man, sometimes it's better off dating a little young boy because he don't argue.
He wasn't born yet.
Yeah, he just wanna
we don't wanna go that young.
Sometimes he just wanna be in the experience of a little old lady. Look, what the girl say on the video today, she said, look here, little boy, I'm about to get on top. That don't mean you stop pushing.
Right.
Hey, you need to work down there just like I'm working up here. I ain't gonna be up here that long now.
Well,
I'm old.
Honey, you can't get me to be on top now. I'm done. I'm retired from that.
Exactly. And the little old men we got nowadays, honey, you ain't got to worry about being on top or the bottom because
it don't even work half the time. I saw this, so you put a post up recently. And I think a couple of them got into their feelings about mm-hmm. the dating up. Mm-hmm. And I don't see nothing wrong. Who would want to, first of all, anything that you bring into your life is supposed to enhance your life.
Exactly. Right.
It's supposed to bring value. You're mm-hmm. not supposed to date. It takes more than just love and lust to make the world go round in my world.
Because what we gonna mm-hmm. eat?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where we gonna live?
I like to experience things.
We gonna run candles, right. Or we gonna have SENG.
I'm not going to allow my lust and my heart to say, you know, this I love you, but it takes more than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, SENG mm-hmm. don't play. You can't pay them in love.
Right. And if mm-hmm. and if we can't meet on that even playing ground of, I mean, you want what you want.
Or you just settle. Right. Or you will settle.
And I don't settle. I don't settle. So if a man wants to be in my space and experience me, he's going to have to spend money. I don't spend my money. I have money. But in order to be in my space, you're going to spend money on me. That is my love language. Service and gifts. I need that. And I tend to attract men who their love language is from me is that words of affirmation and the way that I make them feel, because that is what I do best. I don't give gifts.
I don't do service.
Unless you want
but to. But you got to serve their love language.
I am serving their love language but, by affirming them. But
you
said
that's what you do best.
But that's how I lead. That's mm-hmm. how I
but
lead.
That may not be their love
their
language.
Their love language. Right. But their love language is physical touch and acts of service because it seemed like a lot more than
because your words of affirmation ain't going to mean shit.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I attract the men that... Well, okay, I go for the men that I can service in the love language that I serve best in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't serve best in acts of service.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
And physical touch. That's mm-hmm. not me. So, but I attract but the men.
But what if you are attracted to a guy that has that love language of acts of service?
Then I let him know I don't do well there. So, you taking a chance on me. I'm letting you know.
But you know what? You never know, Yoshi. That right there may change you a little bit.
Yeah.
Not saying that you got to, because you give gifts.
I'm a gift giver to the men that I am really into, not to somebody that I'm just casually dating. Now, like I said, when I was married, my husband drew me out of the things that I didn't want to do. And he made me want to do them for him.
Mm-hmm.
There are not many men who draw me out of myself to want to do the things that I don't want to do or the language I don't lead in. But there have been men that take me out of myself. Yes. But I ain't about to do that for anybody. Not for no average Joe. Joe.
Well, I assume that you are talking about. You're talking about the person that you're dating, you know, that you're consistently dating, not somebody you just.
But that's why I say, be with the person who you can love them in their language the best. Don't be with somebody who you know this is going to be an issue for me because I don't do this.
Right. And let them go.
Right. If you know you're not able, if you know that you're not a man who can be faithful. It's women out here who gonna be cool with you running the street and doing whatever. Right. They just need a little time and a little peen. They good. They don't care. But then you got some who gonna hold you to the car and say, hey, nigga, it's me and you. What is you doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's some who gonna feel like, I just need gifts and acts of service. I don't care what you do out here with whoever.
Mm-hmm. To me, it's all about compatibility. Exactly. And you just got to find
you
it.
You got to find your person.
You just got to find your person.
You got to find your person. And when I say the things that I say, I'm not saying nobody got to conform to me.
Right.
Because it's always going to be somebody who want to fucking be with me. Same way, I don't expect no man to water himself down or conform himself to what I'm willing to give. Mm-hmm. Sir, I'm not the woman for you. And I'm so honest when it... Nigga, please go find the woman who you want to be with, but don't try to change me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'ma be me and you gonna be you. And it's okay. I can't respect nobody for wanting to have what they want to have and to be who they want to be.
Right.
Just don't try to alter me.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. See how grown up and adult that is? Mm-hmm. That's that self-actualization. Ding 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 ding. Awareness.
Yep.
But I just personally don't see anything wrong with men wanting to date up.
Mm-mm.
But now, like you said, if it's the ones that's trying to, you know, make a come up, then, you know, they'll get their karma
not
back.
Not over here.
Oh yeah.
They'll
oh,
get their karma back and then
how the game
know.
Show say
Yep.
Not over here pimping.
Nope.
But see, the men who be like trying to date up and then think that they gonna try to make you. No, I don't do them kind.
Mm-mm.
Make you feel some kind of way about yourself because you got the money, but you choose not to deal with them. So I don't care.
Yeah. Right. And then you just got to have discernment about mm-hmm. who you picking, men and women, who you're mm-hmm. picking, who you're trying to level up with, what's the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't sit there and take people for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss out on opportunities. Not saying opportunists, but opportunities of really getting to know a good person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. I just, we have a lot of successful people, and I think there's a puddle of people that are in the same situation, and we're all trying to get over to the next phase, and it's just, it ain't enough. It ain't enough to go around, so it's just be best to be by yourself. Best to be by yourself. Just level up by yourself.
And everyone you meet, like Sue
level
said.
Level up alone.
Sue said, I don't know if it was this show or if it was the other
level
show.
Level up yourself before you expect to level up with someone else.
Yeah. That when you find that person that you can just have those very intellectual, sapiosexual conversations mm-hmm. with, mm-hmm. you may not ever sleep with them. Mm-hmm. And y'all got to understand that everybody who crosses your path, you ain't genuinely supposed to connect with on a physical level.
Nope.
It
no,
may
don't.
Just be that y'all are mm-hmm. supposed to be friends. Yeah. It may just supposed to be y'all are supposed to be intellectually stimulate each other. You ain't got to date everybody who you nope. think want to fuck
no.
with you.
Nope.
No, you don't.
That's not your person.
You got to have some control. You got to have some self-control.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You do.
You have to. You can't be running out here.
Stop misappropriating your pen and your PU.
Because you're just going to be screwed up. You're going to think, ooh, child.
Are we leaving now?
I think so.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
I don't want to get your head hurt.
Ooh, yes.
And I'm tired of arguing with y'all punk motherfuckers on this.
Well, I don't argue with them.
No, I don't either. I say what I got to say and get off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, with that note,
and
we are getting
with eloquence.
I was about to say we getting off, but that don't even sound right. So we're leaving. We're leaving for today, but please catch us every episode on Wednesdays. Never miss a show at the very VARY Necessary Podcast on all podcast platforms and even our website. You can always go back and catch us at the very VARY Necessary Podcast.com. Susie Q.
Hey.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the theme is In Every Story There's Strength. So this is emphasizing the importance of sharing personal narratives to foster connection and reduce stigma and inspire resilience within our community. At any time, if you need any assistance, you can contact us. Everything is confidential and we can provide the resources for you. And you can also dial 988 for more services. We out.
Bye.